This audio recording is a ministry of the Church of the Incarnation, a parish of the Personal Ordinariate of the Chair of St. Peter in the Catholic Church. We thank you for listening, and we invite you to visit us either in person in Orlando, Florida, or on the web at www.ordinariate.org. The following sermon was preached on Monday, August 15th, 2022. The Solemnity of the Assumption of the Blessed Virgin Mary by Father William Doc Holliday.
O daughter, you are blessed by the Most High God above all women on earth. Blessed be the Lord God who created the heavens and the earth, who has guided you to strike the head of the leader of our enemies. Your hope will never depart from the hearts of men as they remember the power of God. May God grant this to be a perpetual honor to you, and may he visit you with blessings because you did not spare your own life when our nation was brought low, but avenged our ruin, walking in the straight path before our God. May the words of my mouth, meditation of all of our hearts, be acceptable in my sight, O Lord, our strength and our Redeemer, in the name of the Father, and the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Those words are from the first reading today from the book of Judith, way back in the Old Testament. But if you didn't know any better, you would say that it is a description of the Blessed Virgin Mary. This is because the Bible, and this is why I always say and emphasize the fact that you need to be paying attention to your Old Testament, because in the Old Testament, it is full of what are referred to as types. A type is a person that has a common trait or a characteristic of another person. The Old Testament is full of them. People, every prophet, priest, and king in the Old Testament points forward to the one who is going to be the personification of the glorious prophet, priest, and king, our Lord Jesus Christ. There are things in the Old Testament that are types of people. The Ark of the Covenant, the Blessed Virgin Mary, the Garden of Eden, heaven. All these things point forward to something that's going to be fulfilled. These words that were written about Judith way back when point forward to the Blessed Virgin Mary, who fulfills everything that was said to its completeness, to its fullness. Our Blessed Mother, my soul magnifies the Lord, for he that is mighty hath done great things for me, and holy is his name. When the Blessed Mother says this, it is celebratory. And notice it's plural, because a lot of your friends, she's talking about the incarnation. Well, then it would be singular. He that is mighty hath done a great thing for me, which has done great things. After the incarnation, if you look at the life of the Blessed Virgin Mother, also known as Our Lady of Sorrows, there's really nothing to point to that is a thing that has magnified her. After the incarnation, even after the birth of her son, takes him to the temple, Simeon the priest, what did he say? Now let thy servant depart in peace. Oh my gosh, that's excellent. And a sword is going to pierce your own soul. And then from there on, it went downhill for her in this world. That was just a reality. He that is mighty hath done great things to me. The greatest thing is what we celebrate today. Because this day of celebration, when we recall the assumption, body and soul, of our Blessed Mother into heaven, we celebrate this day with the choirs of angels who received her into heaven with her son who came down to assume her into heaven. All the company of heaven, we focus on this celebratory day because when we look at it, it's something for us to look forward. We have to understand that when this happened to the Blessed Virgin Mary, it was the final moment. He has done mighty things for me. This is the final and most glorious thing that the mighty one did for the Blessed Virgin Mother, was assume her body and soul into heaven. I mean, if you think, there's so many naysayers out there about, oh, that's something that came on late back in 1950. There are people in this room who were alive when this was promulgated as a dogma of the Catholic Church. But saints like St. John Damascene, way, way back when, speak of the Feast of the Assumption of the Blessed Virgin Mary. In 1950, it was just promulgated as a dogma. You must believe that the Blessed Virgin Mary was assumed into heaven body and soul, because to believe any otherwise, if you really think about it, is sacrilegious. It's sacrilegious because how could the one who was deemed worthy to have God dwell within her? You know where God dwells? Heaven. That's what's heaven? You ask a little child, what's heaven? That's where God lives. Yes, it is. And if the Blessed Virgin Mary was looked upon so favorably that she could be this microcosm of heaven in this world for the incarnate, it would be sacrilegious to think that our Lord would allow her to decompose and rot in the ground after she died, like everybody else. It's inconceivable. Absolutely, it doesn't even bear reason that our Lord will allow that. This is what we celebrate today. This is what we celebrate. Because what is it? It's her reward, to a much lesser degree. These things, we look forward to a day, today, way, way in the future, where if we live a life of faith and obedience, we look forward to a day where we are rewarded by God, by being resurrected, body and soul, and live with Him forever. We look forward to that. Our Blessed Mother just has it now. Okay, because she deserved it. It's her reward. That first reading that we went through, you think about that. I said, all of those things apply in spades to the Blessed Virgin Mary. And for it was the Prince of Israel who said these words to Judith, under the inspiration of the Holy Spirit, that's why we have them. He is rewarding Judith for what if you don't know the story, Judith, all the leaders in Israel, all the soldiers, oh, woe is us, we're going to be beaten. Oh, they're so strong. They're, this is overwhelming, wringing their hands. And our Lord always teaches a lesson when he raises up a woman to defend all these men who are groveling. Judith, she's a widow, very beautiful. The widow always wears her mourning garments. Okay, mourning, M-O-U-R-N. Okay. She's always mourning for her husband. Usually you wore your mourning garments for a set period of time, then you will look for another husband. Didn't want to. She's always in her mourning garments. Well, all the people are wringing their hands because all the enemies are coming down on them. And they cut off the food and the water and everything like this. People are starving. And Judith decks herself out. She puts on all kind of makeup. I mean, she turns it on. And she goes out. The guys who are standing sentry around the camp of the enemy, they see her coming, they're like, whoa, if all the women in Israel look like this, this is going to be a good one. I'm going to take it over this place. And she goes in, and of course, the king is smitten, actually a general, Holofernes. He's smitten with her, and he's going to entertain her in his tent. Well, excess always gets us. The wine is flowing good and everything, and he falls asleep, and she takes his sword and cuts his head off, puts his head in a bag and leaves. Hey, see you guys later. He's asleep. Okay, they go in the next day, and they are they're overwhelmed with fear. They're like, oh my gosh, we're going to fight these Hebrews, and their women came in and killed our general. Ah, the rest is history. They flee. The lauds that this woman receives for this, the words of the Lord, the words spoken through the Prince of Israel. The Lord hath blessed thee by his power. And this is another thing. All their Mary stuff. What is the Magnificat? For he that is mighty hath magnified me. Not, hey, look at me. And even when the lauds are given to her, even back in the Old Testament for the type, it's always the Lord hath blessed thee by his power. Because he's rewarded you, because by thee he hath brought our enemies to naught. She getting these many accolades for keeping Israel safe for a few years until they mess up again and God chastises them again. If this is the case and she gets so many lauds for, how much more the Blessed Virgin? Because by thee hath brought our enemies to naught. These enemies of Israel, they always had all kinds of enemies, the Hittites, the Jebusites, the Assyrians, you name your poison. They had all kinds of enemies all the time. Our Blessed Mother vanquished our most mortal enemy, sin and death, because she was the portal through which our Savior came. And even this emphasis for The Lord hath blessed thee by his power because, in the older version, for cutting off the head of the prince of our enemies. This is what it crushed his head. This is what it, for cutting off that, because that's what she did. To cut off the head of the prince of our enemies. So did our blessed mother. Genesis 3, after the fall, God is calling to task Satan, Adam, and Eve. And he looks at Satan, you know, you crawl on your belly for the rest of your life, you'll eat dust. And I'm going to put enmities between you and the woman, and she shall crush thy head. God doesn't do this stuff by accident, like this whole orphanage thing where she cut his head off with the sword. And then the people lauded her for cutting off the head of the prince of our enemies, because our blessed mother has crushed the head of Satan. Not she will, she has, through the birth of her son and what he did on the cross. This is what's going on here. And she is receiving great rewards for this. I mean, the people are making over her something fierce, this Judith. Blessed art thou above all women upon the earth. Up to that point, yes, but until. You did a great thing, Judith, you really did. However, there's one coming who's going to be deemed worthy to bear the Son of God, who's going to be the one who bears the Savior of those who will believe in him and embrace in faith and obedience the gospel that he presents. So if Judith can receive this kind of reward, blessed art thou above all women upon earth, again, until the Blessed Virgin Mary. It is where you get this whole, the Magnificat. My soul doth magnify the Lord, the words of Judith. He hath so magnified thy name this day that thy praise shall not depart out of the mouth of men who shall be mindful of the power of the Lord. Judith was a reflection, a conduit through which the power of Almighty God saved his people. The Blessed Virgin Mary, even more so, the conduit from heaven to earth, which God passed through to come down here and dwell among us and die for our sins. Again, I really like it. Because, well, you know, I know a lot of people who call themselves Christians and they deny the assumption and they say we pay too much attention to the Blessed Virgin Mary. I love the words of Judith. It doesn't say that it said everybody will magnify and praise thy name. It says all men who shall be mindful of the power of the Lord. People who are mindful of the power of the Lord pay attention to Judith. How even more so, the Blessed Virgin Mary. This is why so many people who call themselves Christians, she's just like any other woman. It makes me nauseous when I hear that. That makes me absolutely nauseous. She's just like every other, like, name another one who bore the Son of God. It's ridiculous to say that, but there are millions out there who do. Why? Because these women, reflecting the power of God, they didn't spare Judith. Thou hast not spared thy life by reason of the distress and tribulation of thy people. She wasn't scared. She wasn't wringing her hands. She wasn't being all, woe is me. She moved. She did something. The Blessed Virgin Mary, same exact thing. It's like, who is Judith? You know, if she had grabbed a sword from her tent and went marching down there, guess what? They would have cut her down like her. She thought, she used her prudence. She used the power of the Holy Spirit to enable her to do these things. The Blessed Virgin Mary, the same thing. She's immaculately conceived. She's prepared for what you, but it's still her free will. When she gives her fiat, be it done to me according to thy word. She, even more than Judith, much more than Judith, spared not her life. She turned her entire life over to our Lord Jesus Christ. This is the reality of what goes on when we talk about the Assumption of the Blessed Virgin Mary. This is the reality of why we venerate her so much. It's overwhelming to see what God will do through the most humble of people, through the humility of Judith, a general who struck fear in the hearts of men, got his head cut off. There wasn't even a fight. He goes to excess and gets his head chopped off. The Blessed Virgin Mother, she gives her whole life over and then lives a life of sorrow in this world in order that we are freed from the prince of this world. The last verse in that canticle to Judith, that blessing of her. Thou hast prevented our ruin in the presence of our God. Until the next time they got ruined. And it happened many times after that. It'll never happen to us again, ever, as long as we maintain a life of faith and obedience in our Lord Jesus Christ. So how much more fully did our blessed mother, thou hast prevented our ruin in the presence of God. Notice it doesn't just say, thou hast prevented our ruin. Thou hast prevented our ruin in the presence of God. That's why she has assumed body and soul into heaven. In the name of the Father, and Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.